Hi, I'm Amy Wall.
And I'm Charlie Perry.
And we're two best mates obsessed with skincare, but we aren't dermatologists. We're just frustrated with all the conflicting advice and looking the glowiest we can. So, we're going to speak to the experts and do the research so that we all know the truth about looking after our skin. Hi, Charles.
Hello, Amy. How are you?
Oh, Amy's very formal.
Isn't
you never
it?
Call me Amy.
I never do. Ames.
Hey, Charlotte.
People get so shook when I tell them that my name's actually Charlotte and not Charlie.
I know. I did the first time. I was like, oh, Charlotte's like a woman name. You're not
woman. I'm not a boy. Is it girl or boy? Not yet a woman.
Stop.
All I need,
Charles,
time.
Please, Charles,
a moment that is mine.
Please.
Now, alongside my singing aims, I've got a little treat for you.
Do I even want to know what that's going to be after that performance?
Well, I'll give the Britney ticket to somebody else then.
Right.
No, that's not the treat. The treat is that we are doing like a mini series within birthday skin.
We're branching out, guys.
We really are. So in this series, we are going to take the next kind of 3 or 4 weeks to look at individual ingredients that are super popular in the market right now, and also super confusing
skincare. You don't even need another explanation for that.
Literally.
Just skincare.
Yeah, because it's skincare. So we're super excited to be doing it, aren't we, actually?
Yeah, we are. It's a lot of research. My brain is frazzled.
Yeah, me too.
But, yeah.
Lots of science papers, lots of dermatologists' recommendations. And obviously, whenever we scroll through these articles and all these little bits and bobs that have been written and all these research things, like, we actually have to take the scientific parts of it to be able to explain it so that we're not reading some bullshit article on Google saying, oh, you should do this, oh, you should do that, because who knows who's written that? Could have been someone in bed at 5 a.m. because they've got too much work on.
Fair.
They're not even concentrating on what they're saying. It's not the truth.
Charles, calm down.
I know.
Someone's given you a bad experience.
Yeah, it's all these shitty articles. What was one that we read? Oh, if you squeeze a spot in the
triangle.
Yeah, we read this article and we've decided we're going to start doing little episodes based on funny articles that we've read. But there was one that was like, if you pop a spot in the
triangle of death.
Triangle of death. That was it. Like, fucking hell.
And you face that you'll die.
Turns out I actually popped 3 spots in the triangle of death over the last few days. So, Amy.
Oh no, cause of death, popping spot.
Death by spot. To be fair, that's probably quite accurate for the way that some of us feel when we get a pimple or two. Anyway, yeah, so all in all, we're going to be focusing the next few episodes on making skincare a little bit less confusing, because there's so many brands, especially like The Ordinary, The Inkey List, that kind of thing. They're all cropping up and they kind of focus on individual ingredients. And we're going to spend the next few episodes kind of going through them and tackling the ones that are most popular and trying to explain to you what they do, how you use them, where you put them in a routine. Because it's all well and good having like 7 different individual ingredients, but how the fuck do you know how they work together?
Yeah, exactly. So
we're going to be doing that, aren't we?
So today's episode, Charles,
the first
of many, is about retinoids.
Retin what?
Retin who?
Retin how?
I love that so much.
They are so confusing and they are everywhere.
Oh God, they're so trendy at the minute, aren't they?
Yeah, and they seem to promise the bloody world. I've sworn a lot in this episode so far. I'm so sorry, Ames and Mum.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't apologise to me. Apologise to you, Mum.
Got a potty mouth. Yeah, it's super confusing, this whole retinal, retinoid, retin who, retin bleh.
Retin what?
Retin who?
So we're going to structure the structure the episode into 2 main parts. So retinoids come, so it actually is really confusing. So you've got your retinol and your retinal, which there's literally one word that differentiates them both.
Do you
so
mean
much
letter
one letter
says the girl who thought a carpenter fitted carpets.
That's a common mistake.
That's also a few more letters. That's not a common mistake.
That genuinely is a common mistake. So many people have been like, oh my God, me too.
Okay.
Piss off.
So it's just a single letter. You know what? It's not even a letter. It's a stick. You know when you learn to do an A, or little kids do an A and they do a circle with the stick?
Yeah.
It's just that stick. Piss off. There I go again.
Stop it.
So, yes, retinal and retinol, I'm listening. They are both retinoids.
Yeah, so retinoid is basically the umbrella that all of these retis come under. So it is the family of chemical compounds of vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
So both retinol and retinal
are
vitamin A.
Amazing.
And retinoid. So if you hear us at any point in this episode refer to retinoids, we're talking about them both.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, when you have a new contract, if you sign a work contract, it's like, from now on, when we refer to the employee, this is your name. When we refer to the employer, this is...
God, I've never read a contract. I'm going to sign my life away.
Hon, you've had a job. You've got a job.
I didn't read the contract.
By the way, whoever Amy's boss is, you could have had some kind of brew-making clause in there. So...
I know.
Get the brews on, Amy.
I'm actually a really good brew maker.
Imagine, actually, you know what? From now on, you best read contracts, because everybody that listens to this podcast, if they send you a contract, they're going to shove in some clauses like,
I know,
this contract is completely void, it doesn't make any sense, and you do not have a job, you do not have a
flat.
Hi,
Amy, I want you to work with me, but you will also sell your soul.
Yeah.
Amy Wall.
Woohoo, didn't read it, yay.
Right, so I'm going to start with retinols.
Amazing.
And then
kick
you'll move
off
on to retinals.
Yes, I will.
Right, so retinol, obviously, as we explained before in retinoids, it's a form of vitamin A. It's an ingredient that promotes skin renewal and enhances collagen production.
Oh, fancy. Mm.
It's also naturally produced in your body anyway.
Yeah.
But obviously, as we've discussed with loads of different things like collagen, blah, 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 like it decreases as you get older.
Yeah.
So you're going to need to start adding it into your routine more as you get older.
Yeah.
Right. This is really confusing.
Okay.
It's not confusing at all, but the words are confusing.
Okay.
So when you apply it onto your skin topically, the enzymes in your skin convert retinol into... Right, I'm going to try and pronounce this word. Retinaldehyde.
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 Yeah.
I wasn't far off.
You weren't far off.
And then after this has been converted into retinaldehyde, it then gets converted into retinoic acid.
Ah, right.
These
okay
are words of like Harry Potter, Charles.
They
like,
are. Retinaldehyde. It's
yeah
like formaldehyde and all
oh,
that
yeah
stuff that you embalm bodies in.
God, I literally looked at it for like 3 seconds before even attempting that. But I was really close.
Well done. So basically, when you put it onto your skin,
mm-hmm,
your body, the natural enzymes in your body change it into something else.
Yeah, so it gets converted using a two-step conversion. So because it goes through a two-step conversion rather than bam, it gets absorbed and it's this retinoic acid,
mm-hmm,
it is quite gentle because it goes
okay
through this process. And it can take a few weeks for
to
the...
to really notice a difference.
Yeah, for the retinol to be converted into the acid.
Right.
So it is gradual. That's why a lot of companies recommend you use it for a few weeks before expecting to see results, because it
right
is going through this two-step conversion process.
Ah, so it's not an instant thing.
No, it's not. But the benefits are amazing. So it speeds up your cell turnover for existing damage, skin damage,
mm-hmm,
and it interrupts the free radical damage process to prevent lines and wrinkles forming. God, this is all too much. I can't do it. So yeah,
amazing. So basically, you put it on your skin and you have to wait a few weeks for your body to actually fully process it and turn it into something that's actually going to make a difference.
Yeah, but there are a lot of benefits. So like I said, it aids the production of collagen. It fights your free radicals that you can't obviously
see or touch.
Yeah. So like pollution, it'll help against that.
UV rays.
Oh, don't get you started. God. It also smooths your skin surface and just reduces any looks of like dark circles and pigmentation and stuff. So
yeah,
it is really beneficial.
Yeah.
I would recommend including this in your skincare routine.
Mm-hmm.
So it is suitable for everybody. However, it does come in different strengths.
Yeah.
So you've got like your 0.2, 0.5. Because it
pretty much goes from 0.2% up to 5%, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got your retinols, which is a different ballgame.
Yeah. So it can be quite damaging to sensitive skin because it is quite potent.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also quite drying as well. So maybe if you've got dry skin, you want to really start off with your lowest.
Yeah. And percentage. I have got a few tips when we start talking about retinols as to how you can try to prevent like pieces of skin actually flaking off.
Because that sounds
always happens to me, grim. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's not what you want, is it?
No.
So I've got a few tips on using it because there are quite a lot of contradictory articles out there to tell you when and when you can't use retinols.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you, only use it in the PM.
Yes. Mm.
This is because retinols break down in sunlight. This is probably why you've seen it. Like, when you get it from The Ordinary, yeah. It comes in a bottle that doesn't let UV rays in.
Yeah,
because it just, yeah, it breaks down and it just, there's no point using it then.
Yeah, it's completely inactive.
Yeah, there's no point. It's also prone to increase in photosensitivity in the skin. So you're going to want to make sure that for any reason, if you do want to wear it in the sunlight, mm-hmm. girl, get that SPF on.
I'm not even going to say anything. You all know how I feel about SPF.
I've also seen that for optimal results, you should apply it and then wait half an hour at least before putting anything else on.
Oh, really?
And I actually can see why, you know, that's been written down, because obviously then it gives time to soak in, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're a newcomer to retinol...
The retinoid,
you should only probably start by using it once or twice a week, because you're going to have to build your tolerance up for it.
Yeah, and also, like, a lot of the products that have retinol in it, they will advise on that anyway, so it'll tell you how often you should use it, and if you've never used it before, it can kind of tell you what to expect to feel.
Yeah.
So the last thing I always think you want is putting a product on and being like, oh my god, it's burning, is
it meant to burn? Help
but then
me.
The packaging doesn't say anything, and you quickly frantically googling like, oh my god,
yeah, is this meant to happen,
is my face gonna fall off? But actually,
I don't want this.
Yeah, exactly. But actually, it should say on the box, bottle, whatever it is, or on the internet, full stop.
Just make sure you do your research before you slap it on your face.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, one last thing is I have read as well that AHAs...
Yeah.
Aha. Aha. And BHAs shouldn't be mixed with retinols just because it reduces the productivity when mixed and it can cause irritation, so...
So note to self, that's really confusing for me because I've got the Glossier solution... Which
me
is
too.
AHA, BHA,
I know, I know.
And something else. So that means that says only using the PM because obviously you're using acids that's affecting your cells, which means you need to wear SPF. And I also use the retinoid in the evening because they say also to use that in the evening.
I just don't know what to believe anymore.
You know what it is? I've come to notice that when, from all the advice that we found, all the research that we've done, you basically need to figure out your skincare routine, what you can and can't use together, so then you can decide on the day,
my skin's
feeling a little bit like this, or maybe I need a bit of this, or I'm looking a bit like this, and then you know what every single product does, so you can choose.
Yeah.
So you're not using them all at the same time.
You need
time.
Your skincare weekly calendar.
Exactly. And you know what? If you get confused about anything, just drop us a DM, because obviously we do all the research, and most of the podcast episodes... We put a lot of information in the episodes that might not directly relate to that particular title as well, because we throw a few facts in there and hints, a little bit like that.
Yeah.
So make sure you listen to everything, basically. Don't pile us off.
No, please stay.
Yeah.
Stay with me.
Stay.
Goodbye to everybody.
I might end up getting a record contract after this episode.
I don't think you will, Charles.
Stay.
I think you should block any... sing a song, whatever's going on in your head right now, and get your retinol back.
I'm going to get my retinol on, my mojo back.
You're going to get your retinol, not your retinol.
I'm going to get my retinol. So shall I... Are you done now?
Finish? I'm done, yeah. That's everything from me, yeah.
Fantastic. So let's move on to retinols with a O with the stick on it. Retinol.
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 Okay, right. Shoot.
So, as you said, Ames, retinol is under the umbrella of retinoids, along with its little sibling retinol.
Yeah, the little family.
They can be boys or girls, whatever you fancy. But obviously, it is also vitamin A. Now, retinol is a lot stronger. It's much more potent, and actually it works 11 times faster than your retinoid.
God, yeah.
Wait,
when I was
retinol, chuffing L.
God,
retinol.
This is so confusing.
11 times faster than your retinol.
Yeah, I read when I was doing my research that retinol is the highest potency of retinoid that you can buy without a prescription.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Because basically, to keep it super simple, it has a much higher exfoliation rate. So. Mm. It's in actual acne products that your doctor will give you. So you can't buy them over the counter because, as we were saying with the retinols, you have to really build up your resistance with it, because you can't just go straight in on a 5%. You really do. If you've got sensitive skin, you want to be starting on the very lowest and working up. So obviously your doctor will be able to really assess your skin, and you'll obviously have a concern, whether it's acne or something else, but you're at the doctor's because you've got something wrong with your skin. So they'll be able to do a full assessment on your skin and what you need, etc., etc. They are the genius, so listen to them. But retinol, it sounds all well and good, like it's super strong, but basically the way it works is that, you know, you were saying it was a two-step process, so your body absorbs it, then your enzymes change it into something which then changes it to something else.
Yeah,
the retinol just skips that first point, it goes straight into the retinoic acid.
That's why it's so much stronger.
It is, and that's why it works 11 times faster. So literally imagine that's 11 days you use it on that day, and it works 11 days quicker. That's just an example. But you see what I mean? Depends on, obviously, what the lifespan of the cell is or whatever. So if you have Roaccutane, that Roaccutane is the name of the drug, but the actual chemical is isotretinoin. And obviously, I know I've mentioned it before, I had Roaccutane for between 6 to 8 months when I was about 17. And it causes so many, and I really mean it's a really serious drug. It's to the point where if you got pregnant on Roaccutane, you wouldn't be able to have the baby because it causes birth defects.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's how strong we're talking now. This is why you can't buy it over the counter. So obviously that's just one example of a retinol. But in general, a retinol or a retinol are super, super drying. Because what it does is it's increasing your skin cell turnover. So basically all the dead skin cells are not going anywhere. So they're being turned over, you're getting new ones, but then it kind of causes that flakiness on your skin, which is also why The Ordinary mix their retinols with squalane, which is a hydrating chemical, I want to say, a hydrating thing.
We're gonna cover squalane, I think, aren't we?
Yeah. So it's a hydrating chemical.
Yeah.
That a lot of moisturisers have in them, but obviously now it's quite popular to just buy squalane on its own. So anyway, that's why The Ordinary mix it in, because they expect you to get a lot of dryness and they want to try and combat that at the same time. However, I do have a little tip. So what you can do, Ames, is use a manual exfoliator.
Right.
Because when you use a retinoid, it's a common side effect is obviously drying out your skin.
Yeah.
So when you use a retinol from The Ordinary, it's already mixed with squalane, which is a hydrating chemical, which we are actually going to cover in this little trio. So if you just make sure that you're using maybe once or twice a week a manual exfoliator, so it's probably got little bits and bobs in it, kind of like I used a Kiehl's one a while back, and they use crushed up shells and sand. Obviously you can't get anything with micro beads in now, or plastic ones, because they're banned. Thank God, save the turtles.
Yay for the ocean.
Yay. So if you just use a manual exfoliator a couple times a week while you're using a retinoid, then it means that you're just going to actually get rid of those dead skin cells.
Flushing them away.
Exactly.
I'm just thinking about how smooth my skin's going to be.
I know, it's going to be so soft. So yeah, basically, a retinol, you can't buy them. You get them from the doctor. They are super potent and work super quickly. However, you're going to have to actually go and ask a doctor for it.
Yeah.
There was actually one more thing, Ames.
Tell me.
So when you go to The Ordinary, you can buy all of the retinols in squalane.
Yeah.
But they also have something else called a GranActive retinoid.
Oh, God.
On sale.
What is that?
So basically, it is, I don't want people to get confused thinking it's another type of, like, it's retinol, retinal, and granactive retinoid. Granactive retinoid. But basically, what it is there's a company. So obviously, whenever you buy a skincare product and it's got acids in it or it's got anything in it, all of those products have been bought from different manufacturers. So the manufacturer of this particular strain of retinol basically just named it Granactive Retinoid. So it's just a name. It's just the name they've given it. Much like Roaccutane is called Roaccutane, but actually it's isotretinoin. And things like
Tretinoin.
So it's just a name. Not get panicked or confused thinking it's another thing. It's just the name that they go, that they use it by, because actually it's a really long, confusing and hard to pronounce name.
Okay.
But basically what it is it's just a really, it's a different strain of a retinol. So it's just super strong. It's not as strong as a retinol, obviously. It's one of the strongest retinols that you can buy over the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in squalane. So that's basically the long and short of it.
Right, yeah.
And you can buy it from the ordinary in 2% and 5%.
Yeah, because if I was shopping for a retinol and saw that, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Because, and the thing is, on the ordinary, they've got, on sale, they've got Granactive Retinoid and then they've got retinol, and it's a bit like, well, what
yeah,
the fuck?
What is it? Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to clear it up once and for all. It's just it's just one of the strongest retinols that you can buy over the counter.
Right, okay, that does clear it up.
Yeah, and I use it, and actually, I used it last night. I'd actually stopped using a lot of the acids that I've got for the past few weeks because my skin got a bit red, and I think it was just down to the season change. But then I used it again last night, and I woke up thinking, oh, God, I wonder what have I used differently that's made my skin feel smoother, and it was that. So I do really like it.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
I think something I'm going to take away from this ep is to not use my Glossier toner with my retinol.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Kind of interchange them. Maybe use one night and
one the other. Just
and
make
also,
sure.
Actually, if you're, that's another point. So in, there's an acid called glycolic acid, and that's an AHA, which is obviously what's in the, it's the actual AHA that's in the Glossier. So it actually works. If you were using a manual exfoliator once a week, and then you were using your retinol every other night, and you're using your Glossier every other night.
I guess that's a good routine, isn't it?
Yeah, so what you'll be doing is you'll be turning over the cells, but then you'll also be breaking the bonds, because glycolic acid works to break the bonds between, it basically breaks the bond that holds the dead skin cell to your skin.
Right.
So the glycolic acid will be breaking those bonds that the retinol is causing, but then your manual exfoliator, which will have like your sand or whatever in it, is actually going to be physically removing it.
Oh yeah, so like they all work together.
Yeah,
so just not together at the same time.
Yeah, so tell you what, buy yourself a glycolic acid, buy yourself a retinoid. Buy yourself a retinol from The Ordinary, and then get yourself a manual exfoliator. I mean, you could, if you're using it once a night for your glycolic acid and then you're using the retinoid, you're probably only going to need to use that once, maybe every 2 weeks. So
good little routine there, Charles. You've just given everybody...
I have, yeah.
New little routine.
And you know what? I don't actually have a manual exfoliator anymore.
No, neither
I ran out of the Kiehl's one. So.
I don't have one. I'll have to get one because I don't use anything after my retinoid. Retinol.
Well... I think we've covered everything, Ames. I really hope we've made that less confusing.
Yeah, I mean...
Shall we just nip it in the bud one last
time? Yeah,
so... A retinoid.
Retinoid is the umbrella term for all vitamin A's.
Yeah. Retinol.
So you can buy retinols over the counter because they are they're the strongest that you can buy without a prescription. And a retinol does the exact same job, but 11 times more potent, and you have to get these through a dermatologist or your doctor.
I guess on that note, we shall stop talking about retinoids.
God, I need a bloody brew after that.
I really, really do. But if there's any products that we've mentioned today that you think, oh, I'll go get me a bit of that, I'll tell you what, I will, I'll put them all on the blog anyway. Then I will also link the AHA, a glycolic acid, and then the Glossier product that we've been speaking about.
Yeah, because they'll all work together really nicely.
Exactly, yeah. And then I will find some really good manual exfoliators, because there's loads. So it's just a case of finding what you like.
Fab.
Amazing. So head over to birthdayskin.co.uk if there's any products that you've heard on any of the podcasts that you fancy buying, because we put all the links on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, just drop us a follow at birthday.skin. Send us some nice things.
If we don't mention it enough anyway.
Yeah, send us some nice messages.
Tell us you love us.
Yeah, and then go and give us a review on iTunes, because we would really love that.
Yeah, we do. We love reading all your comments,
it's,
guys.
It's like a little Christmas present. Whenever we see that our reviews have gone up by one, I'm like,
who is this?
Somebody loves me.
Me. It's me.
It's just you every single time.
Me. Amy Wall, Amy Wall 1, Amy Wall 2, Amy Wall 3.
Charlie Perry 1. Charlie Perry with an E, with a 3 instead of an E.
Guys, this isn't what we actually do.
It's not.
No.
Let's just confirm that.
I mean, if you want to clarify, you can go and look, but whilst you're there, you might as well give us a review.
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
And on that note,
see you later.
Smile you later.
Bye.
Bye.